Gemara says in Daf Lamed Bava Aleph, Tana Rabbanan Ishkei Kal Elikav Benasa Chetem Atam Lamelik Vanem Vnekev Shem Hashem Masumas Yochel Eichai Vel Hashem Amiuchad Bavad Nai Labes Nesa Kinuyim Tam Lam Ishkei Kal Elikav Mikol Makom Eichai Even On Kinuyim Divra Amer V'Chacham Aymer Hashem Yuchad B'Misa Bal Kinuyim Ba'Azhara. Chacham hold that you only Chai Misa for the Shem HaMiuchad. What is the Shem HaMiuchad? So Rashi says it's the Ben Arba Oisest Yudke, it's the Shem of Yudke Vavke. The Rambam, when he passes this Halach in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, he says, "Eino megalef chayv skila shevarsh the shem hamiyuchad shul arba aisa shu aleph dalad nun yud." So he says it's the shem adnis, and then he says, "Veishem mishem mefarish and the chayv ela shem yud kevavke bani oimash al shneim hu niskal." So he brings a machlokes whether it's adnis yud kevavke, and the Rambam ends up saying the chayv on both shem adnis and shem havaya. And the mefarshim are bothered that how could that be? How could it be chayv for both? L'chayv shem hamiyuchad means by definition this is a shem hamiyuchad. There's one shem hamiyuchad. You can't have two shem hamiyuchadim. So what does it mean that the Rambam holds Yechai both for Shem Adnas and Shem Havaya? And the Biskarov in his Chiddushim on the Rambam has a famous side which he says in a couple places that the Rambam understands that the din of Shem Adnas and Shem Havaya, the Gemara in Kiddushin has a drasha, Lokshani Nichtav Ani Nikra, that I'm written Shem Havaya and I'm read Shem Adnas. It's not the pshat that there are two different Shemas. There's a ksiv and a kri, there's a way it's written, the way it's read. But the pshat is that the kriya of Shem Adnas is gufa a kriya of Shem Havaya. That it was Mishadosh over here that the Torah is saying that the way you read the letters Yudke Vavke is not the way those letters normally sound, but it's read as a Shem Adnas. So Shem Adnas is the kriya of Shem Havaya. The way the Yud sounds is like an Aleph, the He is like a Dal, b'chule. So Yimamish being carried the Shem Havaya by reading, by saying the word Adnas. And Meili says that Avada only chai for the Shem HaMiyuchad, which is Yudke Vavke, but the Torah says there's two ways to read the Shem HaMiyuchad. You could read it the way it's written, which is Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, or you could read it with the Kriya of Anus, which is also a Kriya of the Shem Havaya, and therefore those are both Eifanim of reading the Shem HaMiyuchad, so essentially it's all the Shem HaMiyuchad of Shem Havaya, and therefore the Rambam holds that you're Chayv for both. And I was thinking, Lefi, this you said of Biskra, maybe it could be Miyasha Bakasha of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger in a Tshuva discusses the din of Ksiva Kedibur, whether Ksiva is considered Kedibur, not Mechalat or Kula. And one raya he brings is from the fact that we know that Seferim write the Shem Havaya all the time. And he says, if you hold Ksiva Kedibur, then you have a big problem. How can you write the Shem Havaya? It's Esav Hagias Hashem Bas Yosef. You're not allowed to say the Shem Havaya. So if Ksiva is Kedibur, when you write it, you're saying the Shem Havaya. And that's an Esav Hagias Hashem Bas Yosef. So Lefi the Biskra, maybe it's not a Kasha, because even though they are writing the Shem Havaya, but the way the Kriya would be, if you hold Ksiva Kedibur, the Ksiva is not going to be, the Kriya would not be saying the Shem Havaya, but it would be saying the Shem Adnas, because the Eifen of the Kriya of those letters was Nitzchadish, is that it's read Bataris Adnas. So the Seferim could have in mind to read it B'Shem Adnas, because that is the Tzuris HaKriya of those letters, and Lefi that would not be a problem of Hagias Hashem B'Seisav, because the way the Ksiva is Kedibur is like the Dibur of Adnas, and not like the Dibur of Havaya.